craft, you know, something that you don't necessarily get in, like, the major labels realm, or at least talking to some of my contemporaries who are in that situation, there's a lot more control, or that's, yeah. So I'm really grateful that I think that's it. It's like a pros and cons, and like I would rather be indie and a little left of the middle than be totally pop and be like judged by a different rule set.
Yes, because it has to do with that, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say, it's also even on an indie label, you can do music that sounds extremely commercial, and I guess that's also I also speak from the label side, of course, but having your music on the radio would be, and played a lot on the radio would be so amazing. I mean, it's not like we're working against that, right?
No.
Actually, we're working quite much towards that because we also want as many people as possible to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But in the indie label, I mean, the indie really just still stands for independent, which means that it's not one of the three major labels. And that just means that it's a different economy. And I think that's really if we had the same economy as Warner Music or Universal or whatever, your music would maybe sound the same, maybe it would sound different, but I mean, we're just working with the circumstances that we have and trying to kind of get, because it's also, I mean, for dig ville det være, altså, jeg ville synes, det var det bedste i verden, hvis P3 altid spillede IB101, ikke?
Det er det, jeg tænker på. Hvorfor er det, P3 ikke spiller det hele tiden?
Well, not the same connections and behind the scenes. It's a lot of politics and stuff like that, but we're not going to go into that.
No, we're going to listen to some more music,
I think. But, like, it's funny, since we're touching on the financials and economics of being an indie artist and label, it's very relevant, and I feel like it also somehow melts into the creation process. Like, a fun fact for Whiplash specifically is that I'd wanted to write like a banger, and I wanted to interpolate like a club banger, but in the past I've had experience with where I've handed in songs to my label which have had samples, and they've told me to remove them because they don't necessarily have the funds to clear them. But I'd love to play the sample or song called White Horse by this actually Danish band called Laid Back from 1983, and originally it was I wrote Whiplash over this song, which I think is very interesting and a fun
so
fact.
You've also been like writing a lot of your music like from samples.
Sometimes, like it's always uniquely different to the song and situation, but like I just usually, in my case, I need one thing just to inspire me, whether it be a word or a phrase or a chord progression. And there was something about this groove of this White Horse that I was like, oh, this is like kitsch. That nice. Was White Horse by Laid Back.
I think that totally makes sense as well. Mm-hmm. Det er virkelig sjovt at høre det her. Jeg har lyst til, skal vi ikke fortsætte lidt med sådan, nu jeg føler, vi er sådan derailed. Det er også rigtig dejligt at vi kommer lidt på arbejde også.
Let's get into the meat of it. Yeah, while we're at it.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like that was a really fun and unique starting point, because it's not always I interpolate or sample. Also, the fact that if it's usually if I'm not able to do it in the final product, there's not really a point of... But it's fun to play around with. So I brought it to Klippel after my original iPhone demo that was missing, like, verses and the rap. And we were actually just writing it at home in my bedroom, sitting on my bed. And another weird fun fact, shout out my old neighbor, Camilla Vulnerable. We actually have borrowed her mic to like inspittle this vocal, which sounds kind of crusty because it's not actually a vocal mic, but it was better than nothing. I didn't have a microphone or setup at this point, like 2 years ago. So I think we should actually listen to the first demo that after the iPhone demo that I took to Klibo, and you can kind of hear the song coming together and the parts appearing. And nice. It's interesting, since we couldn't use the actual sample, we tried to recreate it, the White Horse sample at least.
I know you're interested. Your velvet kisses, they caught me so hot we break a sweat. Said you're an architect. Why don't you work on this body? Cause boy, I wanna get naughty, so let's get intimate. Been around and turned my whole life upside down for you. Been a while, feel better now. I thought it's time you knew. Whiplash whenever we bang, and you give it to me bad, baby, just like that. Whiplash whenever we bang, and you give it to me bad, baby, just like that. Whiplash, you whip it. Tough, but you know it's never enough until you whip it real good. We like it rough, fight and make love all on the same night. All on the same night. Been around and turned my whole life upside down for you. Been a while, feel better now. I thought it's time you knew. Whiplash whenever we bang, and you give it to me back, baby, just like that. Whenever we bang, and you give it to me bad, baby, just like that. Whiplash, you whip it. You whip it. Whip it so good that you don't see it coming till it hits you in the face. Whip it so good, need it on the daily. Whip it so good, if he acts real nice, he can have my baby. Whip it so good, it changed me. Whip it real. Whiplash whenever we bang, and you give it to me bad, baby, just like that. Whiplash whenever we bang, and you give it to me bad, baby, just like that. Whiplash.
What we heard was just the first demo that I created of Whiplash with Klibo, where we were like writing it. I personally always just think it's so fascinating to hear like the different nuances of the different and different elements that didn't make the final version that appear in the.
Yeah, and I'm always like thinking about like how come.
Yeah.
And like what is it? And but you said like you mentioned before that with this song, it was you were like trying to. Because you couldn't use the sample, you had to make a sound up mm-hmm. that sounded like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it's so often when I listen to you. At first, I was thinking like, "What is the sample?" When I heard the song, like initially, I was like, "What's the sample?" And I was thinking about like that kitsch song, and like or something similar to it. I hadn't located, but I was just like looking at this paper where you had written White Horse, and I was just like. Bells are ringing, coming closer. But also sometimes, like, with the Katy Perry, like, reference, mm-hmm. Like, it's oftentimes that there are some melody lines that are very similar to another song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, interesting that, okay, I can't use this or that,
mm-hmm.
so I have to, like, just...
Change it slightly and make it my own.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think that's at least a clever songwriting technique is... You're never going to be able to write something completely original because there only is 12 notes that you can use in a certain amount of combination. But I think it's being aware of it and changing it just enough that it's your own. And for example, a way I do that is make really like crazy, almost humorous lyrics that I feel like, or at least I speak from my personal experience, like with the whole Architect lyric or the Whip
It
So.
Can you talk about the Architect lyric? Have you talked?
It's just, I think that it's not even only the Architect lyric, it's also but like...
What is it? Can you say it?
It's just a very silly lyric in the start of the song, like, said you're an architect, why don't you work on this body, because boy, I want to get naughty, so let's get intimate. Just very, like, because there's this guy I had a whatever, crush on was an architect, or not even a fucking real architect, went to like architect school, apparently, supposedly, whatever. So
he was under education.
But the lyric works better if it's an actual architect, yeah, like, right? Because yeah, it doesn't fit. Why don't you work on this body?
It's like he wasn't even an architect. Like, he was becoming.
But that's
how critical. Sorry.
You start out with like a humorous lyric, mm-hmm. and then what do you do?
Like in this case, for example, with Klibo, it's like we go back and forth and volley a bit and come up with a few different options. And we're like, hey, what's the funniest? What is the what's the most haha? Like, because you really have to be selective when you only have, for example, on the rap, there's four lines. So it's like, what are the strongest four? And what is the booscape we want? And I just, for example, I think it's so hilarious that the, for example, the lyric "Whip is so good that if he asked real nice, he could have my baby." Like, obviously, I'm a biological man; I can't have babies. So that's like the joke, or like you know, I don't know. Maybe my sense of humor is just like whack. But
actually,
like,
can you?
I think we need to cite some of your like recite some of your other songs. Like for instance, your big hit "Goody Two Shoes." It's just like. I think maybe you say it.
Which one?
Goody Two Shoes. The first verse.
Like the whole verse?
Yeah.
Again, like it almost sounds poetic when you don't know the story, but the lyrics are like very literal. I'll recite them and explain them. So it's like, when Jane jumped ship, should have gotten out quick. She done fled the scene like it was a damn Titanic, but I don't want to burn out tomorrow, so I gotta skedaddle. Get me up on the saddle, so fool me. So it's like, when Jane jumped ship, I had a record deal.
If you
in
wanna be my Valentine,
I'm not equipped to deal with shit. No one ever tells you how to do it. So good.
Like, glad that you can use what I naturally produced.
I don't even know how I came up with that.
No,
I don't know how I came up with that.
It's like. When that song came out, I was just like riding my bicycle and I was just like laughing, like glad that you could use what I naturally produce, and also like the Goody Two Shoes in like the the tales of Miss Goody Two Shoes, and like and it's just like, whoa, my mind just flipped, like, and also with the like, also you couldn't even like, I was like about to like just read it like neutrally, but it's so impossible you have that when Jane jumps. Because like, when Jane jumped ship, she shouldn't have gotten out quick. She done fled the scene like it was the damn Titanic. But I don't want to burn out tomorrow, so I gotta skedaddle. Giddy up on the saddle. Fool me once for a good time.
So
fool me twice if you want to be my Valentine. Like...
Can we take a moment after this to listen to Goody Two Shoes, please?
Yes, let's...
Because I think,
But you had, like, something with the punch, the story behind that with Jane, it's literally what happened.
Yeah, it's literally my life story. It's very, like...
Titanic.
I had a record deal in London, and I was working with this... The leader was called Jane the Third. Like, she was not a royal, but she had, like, a title. So like literally it's very literal. As soon as she left, everything went to shit, and then I had to get out of that deal like as soon as possible, and that's what happened. And then I wrote a song about it, like about getting out of the deal and how I didn't want to just burn out, essentially. It's very literal, like now that you know the story.
What I naturally produce, because music just comes from
you. Yeah, it just comes from so effortless. What did you think it was about, like, or I'm curious, like,
I have no clue. And then I just got confused, like, what I naturally produce. And I was just like...
Like what, milk?
Semen?
But I have to say, it's been an anthem.
I don't produce milk, just to clarify for the listeners.
Let's listen to Goody Two Shoes.
Yeah, but milk, yeah.
I have to say it's been an anthem for a lot of my friends. Like if someone has been for some, like in one way or another, feeding off of like their energy or something, it's been like, I'm glad that you could use what I naturally produce. Mm. I have several, like, yeah, because it's on point.
Catchphrase.
I mean, yeah.
Glad that you can use. Yeah, like I also say sometimes if somebody feeds off your energy in a good way, like, and you're like,
Yeah.
It comes naturally.
Yeah, exactly. Das hörte.
This is Goody Two Shoes.
When Jane jumped ship, should have gotten up quick. She dumped at the scene like it was a damn Titanic. But I don't wanna burn out tomorrow, so I gotta skedaddle, giddy up on the saddle. So fool me once for a good time. So fool me twice if you wanna be my Valentine. I'm not equipped to do it, cause no one ever tells you how to do that. Ooh, I'm the scurvy to your shoes. Like a trick of yours, what I naturally produce. I should've known. Like a setup, I'm not the punchline. Rewind, rewind. Whatever, whatever. You're not very clever. You never gave me genuine pleasure. Whatever, whatever. I'm pulling the lever, cause I think I'm much better off.
What? There's a music video for it.
Yeah.
Oh my god, the music video is iconic.
You don't know the iconic?
Du skal se den.
I don't know the iconic.
Basically, like, for the listeners, the music video for Goody Two Shoes is me in an ugly white dress smoking a joint on the roof of some summer house.
Highly
and
recommend.
And with karaoke.
Yeah,
a little. The lyric videoing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god.
This feels like a setup. Like on the rooftop in a white dress. This feels like a setup. Just stating the obvious.
And originally, like,
literally,
I didn't even like the footage, or it was not going to be used. But like, I got really sick prior to the release of Goody Two Shoes, and like, I needed a music video, so I just threw this shit together like 2 days before, and now it's become, at least in my opinion, like,
iconic.
Yeah, iconic. Yeah. I'm gonna call it like it is.
Yes.
Iconic.
Hello. Det er det bare.
Stating and manifesting, that's what we do.
Wow, I just got really warm from like singing and dancing in the studio.
That's what IB 101 does.
Yeah. Can I just... I was thinking about, we touched a little bit upon it now, but do you have like, is it something that you think very... Er det meget sådan bevidst, din brug af humor i musik? Because I know that that's something you've been thinking about as well, Jelani.
Like, what you naturally produce. I think it's, like, I was thinking about it like, oh, it's something you naturally produce.
Altså,
like very literally, yeah.
Men det er også det, der gør, at jeg bliver så stimuleret på enormt mange måder, når jeg lytter til din musik. Og for eksempel, hvad siger man nu? Jeg kender ikke Dua Lipa. Jeg kan godt sige det. Jeg synes ikke, hendes musik er lige så sjov. Og hendes tekster er ikke lige så sjove. Og sådan, jeg tænker bare på, om det er noget, du er meget bevidst omkring, at du sådan bruger humor i din musik, eller er det bare fordi, det ligesom er det, der stimulerer dig, eller sådan det,
der...
Er det sådan, du er?
Det er automaten.
I mean,
because I know that you can also be very serious and like it's not all fun and jokes always, but yeah.
For the most part, it's a bevisst, like choice, but I feel like it, like to quote myself, it's just what I naturally produce. Mm. And I feel like, for example, with Dua Lipa, no shade to anyone, but it's a different kind of game when you're writing a pop song by committee and you have 8 different people all contributing towards one singular goal. It's not just the vision of one person, and I feel like that's at least where I have an advantage, or I'm able to jam in as many obscure references and weird little one-liners that I think are funny.
Yeah,
I think I'm always just lucky when other people seem to resonate to my weirdness.
Yeah, because like you can really hear your character.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It has so much character, which would, like, if 8 people were writing this song, like, it couldn't happen. Like. Because you really also, like, something Agnete and I always talk about is like associationskiller.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like, to, like, for instance, I remember like seeing the Eartha Kitt, because I myself, you know, I always when asked and not when asked, I heard the interview with her when she's a bit older. On Love and Compromise.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, I like to perform that to
whatever
cute audience I may have. So when I stumble upon this song, because it's like, for many years, because I've been doing
spit it out.
I've been reciting that for
Why don't you recite a little bit of it for us now?
Do it.
To compromise?
Yes.
What is compromise? Compromising for what? Compromising for what reason? To compromise? For what? If a man walks into your life, wouldn't you want to compromise? A man walks into my life and I have to compromise? Stupid. You must think about that one again. A man comes into my life and I have to compromise? For what? For what? A relationship is a relationship that has to be earned, not to be compromised for. And I love relationships. I think they're fantastically wonderful. I think they're great. I think there's nothing in the world more beautiful than falling in love. But falling in love for the right reasons. Falling in love for the right purpose. When you fall in love, what's there to compromise about?
Ooh. And scene. Wow. That was an exhilarating experience to witness. That was A plus. The Oscar goes to. Go, come collect your award, girl.
I fall in love with myself, and but I want someone to share me.
I feel like touching on that. Like, there's a. I love Eartha Kitt because it's for one of those reasons. She's very wise, and like her activism work, and the. If you guys get a chance, you guys should read into Eartha Kitt's whole life story and about how she was banned by the CIA and blacklisted for. Speaking against inequality, just very fucked up stuff.
Mm.
So at least, for example, in my personal artistry, I consider that me paying homage to people I like. That's why I have all these songs named after inspirational women or even interpolating their actual words.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes, so because then I was like, okay, so this song... Like, I'm the, like, Eartha Kitt, I'm the bomb, so legit, sissy bomb. Like, that's also funny. Like,
so
Eartha
amazing.
Kitt, Ivy Wano, like, Eartha Kitt, Ivy Wano, like, just also linking.
Juxtaposing.
The two,
they're
juxtaposing. Yeah. Is like, don't worry when I say bitches, you say poodles, pussy drop. So you're neutered, stick to the facts, you like rumors, big headed, chick or tumor, dumbass, need a tutor, buskill, party poop. Like, all these, like,
so
associations
amazing. That's
and, like, the,
yeah.
the like, mm-hmm. and all the, like, the alliterations and, like, just, yeah, you can also tell that, you know, English is like...
Oh, thanks. I will definitely, to compliment myself, I definitely think Pussy Pop Till You're Neutered is one of my finest lyrics and, yeah, some of my best work.
Agree. Jeg kom til at tænke på, apropos det der med sådan 8 sangskriver i sådan pop-kontekst. Do you know who wrote on Britney's Blackout album? Fordi der er virkelig nogle sådan personlige tekster, som jeg er ret sikker på, at hun ikke selv har skrevet. Og jeg har bare tænkt
it's
på, hvor bizarrt
so
det var, at der var nogle andre mennesker, der kunne skrive.
All eyes on me in the center of a ring, just like a circus. Like,
that was from
like
the
circus.
After
yeah,
album. Circus. But,
like Blackout,
but
like
still,
if you say,
yeah.
if you say Seek Amy or...
That's the next album as well. But Blackout is Gimme More,
Gimme, yeah.
Piece of Me,
yeah.
like
yeah.
Radar. Yeah, I love Piece of Me. That's specifically written with... Blood, Shy, and Avant. And actually, the person who sang the demo is Robin.
Dulua.
No, it's like, you know, you can even hear Robin on the record of Piece of Me, like the, yes, the robot. Yes. You got a piece of me.
Yeah, you want a piece of me.
That's Robin.
It is her, right?
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Oh my god, it makes so much more
also
sense.
Also, the manly ones, that's just her pitched down, like you.
Oh my god. This is what I mean about the catalog. You're like opening fucking pop Wikipedia, and then it's just like, hey, Martin, how about Shania Twain?
About her songwriters or what?
No, just like...
what I feel about her?
Yeah.
I mean, I love Shania Twain.
Okay, that's just it.
No, but like...
it's just like, I think the second track on your album...
Real?
Yeah.
Mm. It's very Shania. No, I was literally, I imagined that as a Shania song.
Yeah.
Or even like very American. I was also inspired by Sheryl Crow.
Yes, also Sheryl Crow. Yeah. I was just like imagining like having to like vacuum clean and like being forced by some parent to like vacuum clean and then like Shania Twain and then just like go with that song and forget like to turn it on or, you know, and then just like... I just got that image.
Hmm. Shout out, last thing we can move on. Shout out Shania Twain. I mean, there are some classic, those albums. They're full of hits and well-produced, well-written, well-sung. That's like my barometer for good singing. Like, seriously, her on like Come On Over, her voice is so angelic. I literally love Shania Twain so much. I don't love how she said she would have voted for Trump in 2016, but we're just going to...
That's another conversation.
Yeah, selectively forget that.
Like, just like with
the... just with the cultural appropriation, Gwen.
Yeah. Okay, should we listen to some more music? I mean, this is exactly how I thought it would be with, like, I just want to talk to you. Like, I just want to talk forever. And then I also want to listen to music for, like, forever. But, let's hear another song, maybe. And we also have to round up at some point. Yeah. But, I mean, what's your vibe?
I'm very warm. I think I could go with like two more songs.
Okay, let's do that. What do you have, Martin?
I have a couple of options.
I'm learning so much.
Yeah.
I'm really happy to be here.
I think
too.
I don't know how I feel about the Eartha Kitt thing. Like,
You did that.
No, that was so well. I was...
Yeah.
The commitment was impressive. I was also like, okay, how long is she going to go on for?
Yes, and I felt that. I felt that too. And I was, then I messed up one line, and like I was just like, oh fuck.
But I was jeg sikker på, at du ville bare fyre den sådan der, den hele.
I almost did it like all, but then I was like, okay, so I messed it up, so I'm just gonna like patchwork it through.
Perfect.
It was so good. It made me want to play. Like, I have an interlude I was working on. Another Eartha Kitt.
A man has always wanted to lay me down, but he never wanted to pick me up.
Exactly.
And the men that...
A little comparison to see how well you did.
...have real love and affection for me were the ones that never touched me.
Like, realness...
That was a little exclusive. I used that like a spoken interlude before then going into a performance of Eartha Kitt.
Oh my god.
Genius.
That's so beautiful. Are you going to do that at Roskilde?
You have
an Eartha Kitt performance? No, of the song Eartha
Kitt. Yeah. No, it's
okay.
Going
to... Like, I was like...
Yeah, we're bringing her out like from the dead. We're reviving that bitch.
No, but I was thinking about the whip, like the whips that you brought and she being Catwoman. I was like, what's up? Maybe
it's I'm not gonna spoil anything. You guys have to actually show up to my show at Roskilde. It's gonna be fucking epic. I'm serious. It's gonna be such a big show.
And it's Sunday 26th at
9 p.m.
Perfect.
Yes. So be there or be square. We're gonna play two songs, and I know the objective is new music, but I want to play one old one and then perhaps
like you started out with Nelly Furtado.
No, I know, but I'm a rule breaker. But I thought it would be very relevant, since this is kind of like a songwriting episode, to play a song which I think is beautifully written. I love the conversational nature of this song, and it just feels very easy. It's called Truth Is by Fantasia. Let's just play it and then talk about it a little bit afterwards.
Oh, yesterday. Caught me by surprise when he called my name. He was a familiar face from a chapter in my past. Talk for a while like some Irish man. Said that he was seeing somebody, eh? Told me this one's gonna last. Showing me her photograph. And all the feelings that I thought were gone came rushing back to me at once. Tried to smile and not the way I felt, but I was thinking to myself.
Truth is,
I never got over you.
Truth is,
wish I was standing in the shoes.
Truth is,
and when it's all said and done, guess I'm still in love with you.
Truth is,
I never should have let you go. On the way things used to be, shared a couple laughs and some memories. Talked about the things we changed, some for good and some for bad. Then he said goodbye and he paid for lunch. Promised that we'd always keep in touch. Grabbed my bags and grabbed my thoughts, walked away and that was that. And all the feelings that I thought were gone came rushing back to me at once. Tried to smile and hide the way I felt, but I was thinking to myself.
Truth is,
I never got over you.
Truth is,
wish I was standing in a shoe.
Truth is,
and when it's all said and done,
guess I'm still in love with you.
Truth is, I never should have let you go. Mine. Because I let him go, tried to get over it, but it's smashing with my mind.
That was Truth Is by Fantasia from 2004. Mm. If you guys don't know who Fantasia is, she won the third season of American Idol. And she's seriously one of the best singers and performers of all time. If you guys don't know about Fantasia, you guys need to do your homework now. But more specifically, this song, fun fact, was actually produced by two Danes, Soulshock and Carlin.
Soulshock.
Good old.
Wow.
And I thought it was just, I needed to read out a very funny quote from one of the producers that I thought was just.
No.
So from.
Okay. Is there, may I ask, Captain?
Or just.
Is there
or
like
yeah,
a
maybe.
Specific way she needs to phrase it? Or like, what do you need? Do you, like, can you give her some directions for like how, what kind of.
I'm
voice
not the interpreter that you are. Måske det dig, der skal læse det højt.
Yeah. Good idea.
We're all playing.
Okay, you can have. Just the reason I'm not giving her context because I want to see her earnest reaction to this statement.
Okay.
So let
that. But I think already like the altså overskriften er sådan her pinlige J-Lo. J-Lo er faktisk den eneste der ikke kommer og indspiller sin sang med os i studiet. Sådan er det, fordi sådan er det, fordi hun ikke kan synge. Jeg tror, hun finder det pinligt. Det var allerede tricky, da vi arbejdede med hende sidst, fortæller Exil Aalborgenseren.
Tak, fordi du lige peger over på mig. Okay.
Wow.
Hvad? Altså, mit spørgsmål er hvad?
Altså, J-Lo kan ikke synge.
Nej, men hvad er det her? Like, what
are we doing? That's a quote from one of the guys who produced the song we just listened to, and I just thought it was funny and shady, and any time opportunity to bring it up and shade J-Lo is like an ample opportunity. Like, why miss it? No, I just thought it was...
But has anyone ever really considered, like, J-Lo as a good vocalist?
No, I mean...
She, like, had a really good bum.
We're not going to go into it, but, like, a lot of her career is based off stealing music from other artists, like Mariah Carey.
Yeah, right? Like, I also
and
thought,
Ashanti.
Like,
and,
yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
okay. I also feel like it's quite... That's why it's det er virkelig sådan low punch, fordi der er ikke nogen, der sådan claimet, at hun sang godt.
Mm-hmm.
Så hun ligger på en måde lidt allerede ned, og så det der med bare at være sådan der, fordi hun ikke kan synge. Det er virkelig sådan, ja.
Like she had a great personality, right?
Actually, I like some of her movies and her rom-coms. Yeah. Those are classics.
Yes.
Great personality, except for stealing the music.
Like how, like, her fit, like, her styles.
Yeah.
Like,
iconic as a style.
She was really good, like, with, like, the shirt, like, low-cut jean and, like, a hoodie, short hoodie.
Pinly J-Lo.
Pinly J-Lo. Like, where did you find that? I'm sorry. Like, I was just like, what am I reading?
Yeah, no, sorry. It was so random. Yep. Yeah.
That's, I mean, like, that's a dude, you're that's, going deep with the,
it's
like,
a very credible source. I just thought we needed that little tidbit to get a little,
Det var den 27. December 2006.
That's actually my birthday. Really random.
Hey. It's a sign.
J-Lo. Det er vildt, at det var to danskere, der havde produceret den. Soul Shock. Hvad hedder vedkommende? Carlin
something. Carlin. Whatever, but I think they're... It's funny, two Danes producing, like, predominantly R&B and, like, soul music.
You really think it's funny?
In an American context, like...
It's not funny, it's an interesting...
Yeah.
Are you surprised?
No. Are you?
No! It's like...
The Danes made it to Fantasia. Kind of. What are you thinking about, like, the Danes producing the
I'm
American...
I'm just thinking, like... Fantasia made it to the Danes so that they could distribute her music.
Mm-hmm. Also some producer?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, but
they
I
made
mean,
it. I mean,
other songs that Soul Shock and Carlin have done are Leave, Get Out by JoJo.
Oh my gosh.
Monica's Before You Walk Out My Life, Whitney Houston's Heartbreak Hotel. They've worked with a lot of people. Brandy, Usher, Monica, Whitney Houston, Luther Vandross, Craig David, Sting. Tupac.
Yeah.
Oh
but
my
when so like so du ikke expected der var, eller var det ikke Soulcheck der var dobbelt på et tidspunkt?
Yeah, at one point.
Det sagde de jo hele tiden. Yeah. Var mange ting hvem han har produceret for.
Mm.
And like you're just talking about like sådan talentprogram, og så tænker jeg bare at sådan then you might not be surprised that Soulcheck.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh yeah, true.
Yeah, so definitely.
I
was like, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah, no, sorry for this random detour.
That's all we do
in
Boogie
Stoogel.
We're
just talking about schooling. We're just talking about, like some list up.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I was just here throwing shade. Like, I'm not surprised at all. And I don't know why I wanted to make a note on that, but today.
Let's listen to some more music before we end.
Mm-hmm. I picked this song because it's just a fucking banger, and it actually also inspired me for Whiplash a bit with some of the little production details, but I just...
Let's do it.
Yeah, I think this person's so cool, this Charlie XCX with Move Me. Everything
Charlie.
Good old Charlie.
It's so nice to hear. Like, you can also, like, also in the last, the previous song, you can also, like, recognize your groove in it.
Mm-hmm. I accept that, I guess, as a massive compliment. I love Charlie XCX. I feel like she's specifically really good as well at playing with the different pop conventions and then turning it on its head and doing something uniquely her and interesting, and she's always just subversive and ahead of the curve, and like she really just does what she wants, and I think that's why it's so fresh, that she's not trying to follow anyone or like cater to a specific demographic or radio, whatever. You go, Charlie.
Yeah, Samal.
We support you, Charlie.
We support you.
I feel like I don't know.
Is there anything
more
you want to learn, or is there anything else you want to say, or I don't know. Let's sådan uden et øjeblik.
Yeah. Er der noget du føler sådan? Er der noget du ikke har fået sagt endnu, hvor du tænkt, I really hope I'm gonna say this thing today in Boogie? Or I have a question.
Sure.
What's the most surprising thing? Like, do you have some? Because I feel like every time you've played a song for us, we've been like, oh yeah, that makes total sense with like Charlie XCX. Altså sådan, det har ligesom givet rigtig meget mening. Er der nogen referencer?
Er det sådan, du vidste eller sådan
noget? Ja, præcis. Sådan, er der et eller andet, hvor du bare
like where you wouldn't think of it.
Yeah, exactly. Anything you're inspired by. Because I also hear, I know that you make like, you're really, really good at making playlists with like inspirations for your tracks. And for instance,
what?
I heard
you do that?
On his Spotify profile, så ligger der bare sådan inspirationslister til forskellige tracks, og det er virkelig sådan enormt spændende at gå ned i.
Også can we make like show notes for that?
That's a good idea, definitely. Altså for eksempel, så var det til, måske var det til I Chose Happy, at du havde et New Radicals nummer på, hvor jeg var sådan, nå, okay, det var bare slet ikke det første nummer, jeg havde regnet med at se på listen, men efter jeg så hørte det, så gav det bare så meget mening i forhold til den sang, det ligesom havde inspireret. So I'm curious about if there's any other like surprising references.
Off the top of my head, I feel like someone who's really majorly influenced me, and I'm not sure you can hear it at all, is like Taylor Swift. I love her, and her, I feel like she's perfected that niche of the kind of not victim complex songs, but like the
oh my god.
No,
yes.
I'm not calling out Taylor like that, but you guys all know she has a,
but you're also calling out yourself.
I'm making a note of it. But it's funny. Specifically, it must be something about this place. Last time I was here doing some radio thing, I also happened to talk about Taylor Swift. So she is that hot
she's
topic,
in the
I guess.
Studio. That's also something we're going to make a show note for, because it's not the first time you're in this studio. Du har lavet en hel koncert. Or is it actually available online?
It should be if it's on the Lakes archives.
Yeah. I'll check it out. But Martin did IB101 did like a concert, an online concert for Norberg Festival featuring The Lake, featuring IB101, which was really great in this specific studio, which is apparently loaded with Taylor Swift.
It has that T Swift energy.
T Swift, you're carrying it with you, babes.
But no, on the serious side, Taylor Swift is a really great songwriter, and I don't appreciate when people like try to discredit her or whatever. There was this whole like the guy from Blur or whatever, Damon Albarn, was like, oh, she doesn't write her own songs, like she should be an actual songwriter, like Billie Eilish, like that's a real songwriter. Like, he actually came out and said that, and I don't know, put some respect on Taylor Swift's name. That's all I'm gonna say, I guess. That's like my
but she does write her own songs.
She's very
That's
involved.
Also why there was the thing last year when she was like republishing all the albums. Like, what was that deal?
It's her master recordings got bought up, and for non-musical people, that's like the audio file or like, no, can you explain what a master is?
Yeah, it's a master.
That was what we started the program hearing, like with your song, right?
Master. We heard the master. Mm-hmm. So it's like the final product. And someone, like, she had wanted to buy them back herself from a previous label, but they didn't allow her. And then someone else, like, they got investors to buy it. Like, so someone else was owning it, and it was just really unethical. It's like Scooter Braun, Justin Bieber's manager, who she's had beef with, ended up owning her catalog. So it's just this really, really weird position of having someone you fucking hate own your entire catalog and your whole life's work. And I think that's where there was a big issue in hoo-ha, and she went on this whole crusade, basically.
Thank you.
Det lyder også forfærdeligt ubehageligt. Mm-hmm. Altså, to have your music in someone else's hands. Like in that, especially, I mean, det lyder...
And I mean, also stuff that falls under contract, that's music videos, photos, like your memory and your whole life is suddenly not yours anymore. It's just really scary.
That's why we like them indie labels.
Mm-hmm. Preach. Yeah.
And on that note, let's wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
I have a wish, actually, for a song to end on,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is the first song that made me fall in love with your music, Martin, which is, so it's almost new. It's the track that's called Ponzi Scheme Lover. Because then I figured we would also get a bit more of it's not only fun, it's also shows a more serious side of you.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe that would be, and it's just a very cute, it's like a little waltz. It's a very, very cute track.
Wow.
Sure.
And also if you want to play it, of course. Fine rom-com ending, the music that made me fall in love with your music.
But it's funny, you almost, we bring it back to the song. I think this was, one of the songs that got me in touch with Ish, or and I wrote it at 15, so it's it's really where things started.
At age 15.
Yeah. But that's also why I'm using certain words wrong. Like, it sounds like I'm being real smart, but I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Sometimes I'm literally just throwing shit at the wall and hoping okay, it makes sense.
Hey, and on that note, thank you so much for this episode. Oh my god,
it's been so fun. I didn't know what to expect, but it's been a journey with many platitudes and ups and downs.
Yeah,
the whole shebang.
Yeah, tusen tak for today. I'll see you at Roskilde.
Yeah.
Both of you. My god.
Bye. This is Ponzi Scheme Lover.
You ask me if I'm mad at you, but I'm mostly just bored. But got to sell the truth, make it look good for you. All this questioning, like we're deciding on forever, when it's just good time spent with someone frivolous. It could be more than fun, beer don't make time for love. Yet the stars don't shine as bright as your eyes, blinding me, leaving me out in the snow. And when I collide with you, I feel like it's true. But you remind me and feelings get through. Yeah, I should take my time, try not to rush into a lie. Tend to get delusional, lose it all through. If it can't have no calm storms, we're drawing winds. Yet the stars don't shine as bright as your eyes, blinding me, leaving me out in the snow. Oh, and when I collide with you, I feel like it's true. But you remind me and feelings get through. Truthfully speaking, boy, I can't wait for the moment that I'll be in your loving grace. 'Cause I love how you're making me feel about myself, yeah. I like your face when you sleep in the morning. Your love's engrossed me without any warning. Your lazy white flags on seabeds at dawn, and I think this could be good. Stop.
hearts of men. The shadow knows.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Shadow's exciting adventure starts in a moment. But right now, motorists, I have the biggest, the most exciting news you've heard since the days of the first pneumatic tire. It's all about the tire sensation of 1938, the new Goodrich Safety Silvertown with the amazing Lifesaver tread. This new kind of tire is utterly different in appearance, design, and action than anything you've ever seen or felt. At the first sign of a skid, it turns the wet road under your car into a dry track and stops you quicker, safer than you've ever stopped before. Hard to believe? Just listen to this startling proof. In exhaustive road tests made by the largest independent testing laboratory in the country against regular and premium price tires of America's six largest tire manufacturers, no tire tested, regardless of price, came up to this new tire in non-skid action. These severe tests, made over a three-month period, also proved that the Silvertown gave more non-skid mileage than any of the other tires tested in its own price range. Averaged 19.1% more miles before the tires wore smooth. You'll never know what the word stop really means until you felt the grip of the new Silvertown on a wet, slippery road. For safety's sake, make your next set of tires Goodrich. Spelled G-O-O-D-R-I-C-H. Goodrich Safety Silvertown. Shadow, Lamont Cranston, a man of wealth, a student of science, and a master of other people's minds, devotes his life to righting wrongs, protecting the innocent, and punishing the guilty. Using advanced methods that may ultimately become available to all law enforcement agencies, Cranston is known to the underworld as the Shadow. Never seen, only heard, as haunting to superstitious minds as a ghost, as inevitable as a guilty conscience. The identity of the Shadow was known only to his friend and aide, Margot Lane. Today's story, The Firebug.
Fire reported at 4th and Chestnut Streets. Blaze at 4th and Chestnut. Fire reported at 4th and Chestnut Streets. Blaze at 4th and Chestnut.
Keep back of those fire lines.
Hey, let me through. Let me through. My baby's in there. I've got to save her.
I'm sorry, ma'am. We can't let you in there. You'd be burned to death.
Look, officer, I've got to get through there. I've got to, I tell you. My brother and sister are in that
building. I don't care. Get back. Hey, you get back. Stop that guy. Don't let him get in there. Stop him.
Chief, how did the firebug get this time?
Oh, hello, Commissioner Weston. I had a notion this would bring you out. Near as we can check, it's 3 dead and 6 badly burned.
Oh, that's bad. Any idea how it started?
It's the same story as the last 6 tenement fires, Commissioner. It started in the hallway with an oil-soaked baby carriage.
Callahan, there's no doubt about it. We're dealing with a pyromaniac. These 6 tenement houses fires all started in hallways and in an oil-soaked baby carriage.
I know. That's what my department's been trying to hammer into your heads for the past 10 days. What's the matter with your police force? Can't you pick up this crazy firebug?
Well, we've done our best. Rounded up every possible suspect in the city. Questioned hundreds of them.
Well, Commissioner, I'm here to tell you that if something isn't done, and done quickly, the city council will have your job and mine, too.
Yes, I know. Careful what you say, Callahan. Here comes a couple of reporters.
Well, Weston, it looks like that crazy firebug's put another one over on you.
What's the matter, Commissioner? Can't you find this nut who's running around with a box of matches and a can of kerosene? We're doing everything possible.
Yeah, and meanwhile, a couple of dozen poor devils get burned to death. The whole town's scared stiff, wondering what this maniac's going to burn next.
Maybe it's time you called in that mysterious friend of yours called the Shadow, Weston.
Yeah, why don't you get the Shadow to help you?
We'll capture the maniac without the Shadow's help.
Hey, look, look out! Look out! Get back there! Get back! Get that car back! The walls are caving in!
You know, Lamont, I feel sorry for Commissioner Weston. The newspapers are riding the life out of him. Listen to this editorial. Enter the Shadow. Due to the inability of our police force to curb the wave of incendiarism, dozens of innocent persons in the tenement of our city have died. Weeks have passed, and yet the fiendish criminal responsible for these fires has not been apprehended. It would appear that again the people are in need of help from that mysterious figure known only as the Shadow.
Yes, Margaret, the newspapers are treating Weston and his police force pretty roughly. Pyromaniacs are one of the most difficult type of criminals to deal with in the world.
Therefore, enter the Shadow.
Yes, Margot, but this time, if it's humanly possible, I'm going to see that Weston gets the credit for breaking this case, if it can be broken.
Is that why we're driving through the tenement section now?
Yes, Margot, I've been checking a theory of mine for several days now.
Yes, but only as Lamont Cranston, the amateur criminologist.
Well, here we are.
It's just another tenement house, as far as I can see.
Except that it has a fur dealer's shop on the ground floor. Wait here for me, Margot. I'm going in there. It won't be long.
If you see a mink coat lying around somewhere, you might bring it out with you. It might make up for the agony of curiosity you're causing me.
Well, I can tell you this much before I go in, Margot. In the last four buildings fired by this pyromaniac, there's been a fur dealer's shop on the ground floor. The man who runs this shop here had his establishment in the last place that went up in flames.
Hmm. Well, he certainly moved into another fire trap.
Exactly, Margot, and I'm curious to know why.
Good luck. Lamont. Why put your hat over your eyes and roll up your coat collar like that?
It's just that in case the Shadow has to visit this fur dealer later, there won't be any connection with Lamont Cranston. Wait here, Margot. Don't under any circumstance come in that shop.
Old John! Old John! Bye-bye, old John! Bye-bye.
Antonio! You come in the house right now. Come on, though. Hurry up!
What can I do for you, miss?
I'm trying to match a piece of fur. You seem to have quite a collection here.
I don't sell retail. Who sent you?
Didn't you used to have your shop over at 4th and Chestnut?
I moved.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's right. The building you were in burned down. I hear several people burned to death.
Yeah, so the papers said.
You lost all your stock. I suppose, were you covered by insurance?
Look here, I got no time to talk to you, mister. You better go match your fur someplace else.
Now, wait a minute now, not so fast. I might be interested in some furs in wholesale lots if the price was right.
You come back some other time. I ain't got time to talk to you now.
You don't seem very anxious to do business. Could it be that you don't care very much about selling furs you carry in stock?
What do you mean, mister? Who are you anyway? What are you coming around here asking a lot of questions for? Trying to make me talk. What do you want?
Well, at the moment, I'd like to know why you're so anxious to get rid of me. Are you expecting someone?
What if I am? It's none of your business. So get out of here.
If you don't mind, I think I'll just have a little look around. If you haven't got what I want in the way of furs, I won't come back.
Nobody asked you to come here in the first place.